No, the sassafras root makes a nice tea. It's good. It has a nice flavor. Makes a pretty pink tea. It seems that this went with it was some. We chewed it. Samson snake root. Is it Samson snake root? I don't remember. And my brother's dead. He doesn't. We wouldn't remember. I can remember more things back there. He could remember too. But it was a little root that my father would give us to chew when we cried with the stomach ache for having eaten.
And the kind of trees that you tap the syrup?
Maple.
Okay. And if you had a group of these maples growing together, would you call that
a group? I believe, wouldn't you call it a grove?
Okay. And this is the kind of tree that has broad leaves that shed all at one time. And it's got little knobs or balls.
Shed all of the leaves at the same time?
Mm-hmm. And it's a shade tree. It's got long white limbs and...
And it has, what kind of balls? Large balls or small?
I think about this.
Small like that?
Mm-mm. It has, the wood's real tough and it used to be used for chopping blocks.
It has round balls.
See,
persimmon?
No, I think it's
sycamore?
Yeah.
Yeah, the sycamore is prickly. There's a sycamore, yeah, this is a sycamore tree up there and a little girl was getting them. I said, they're going to... The mother said, oh, you don't want this? I said, let them sticker. The sycamore tree. It has, looks like it has a little, these little things look like it has little warts, a pointed pins on, lights on it. That's a sycamore tree.
Okay, what, this is a kind of shrub or bush that leaves become really bright red in the fall. And it's poison to some people.
Poison?
To some people. It's got a little red bunch at the top, and it's got little berries on it.
And the tree, the leaves become red themselves?
Yeah.
Would it be, I was thinking of a red maple tree, but I don't think it has berries. The leaves are berries.
Bush or shrub? Shrub with an S.
Well, what were we talking?
People used to use it for tanning leather.
Were we not talking about a sycamore a while ago?
Yeah, this is something else.
Something else, for tanning leather.
Yeah. It's got, the leaves turn bright red. It's got small clusters of berries.
Oh! I know what you are talking about. But they're not poison.
Well, for some people think they are, to some people.
It doesn't grow in a great tree, it's a little cluster. Sumace.
Okay.
Sumace.
Okay.
And I don't think it's sumac, I think it's sumace. But those little berries, why I say they aren't poison, we used to put them in our mouths, they had a little sort of a tart taste. We just put them in our mouths, we didn't chew them, we just put them in our mouths to get that little tartness. Oh, that's a sumace.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And the kind of bush or vine that's poison.
A bush or vine, does it bear fruit?
I don't think so.
A vine or bush that is poison. A vine that is poison. It would only poison...
I mean, like your skin breaks out.
Well, that's poison oak.
Okay.
Poison oak, that's a bush. Yes, that's a bush.
Anything similar to that? Anything else
that'll
make it break out?
No, poison oak. Let me see, what else did they call it? I know they call it poison oak. I don't know that it has another common name.
Okay, and the kind of tree that George Washington chopped down?
The cherry tree.
Okay.
And it wasn't the wild, it must have been a wild cherry. Because I don't know that they had the other kind of cherry.